This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, catching up with the America's Cup and an update from the New York Yacht Club's American Magic Team. The first AC-40 arrived and was launched at Pensacola, with Claire Harrington, rear commodore of the New York Yacht Club, christening the new yacht with the name America in homage to the yacht that started everything back in 1851. Here is an update from the American Magic Team, including Terry Hutchinson, Andrew Campbell, Paul Goodson, Tom Slingsby, Tom Burnham, and Riley Gibb.
The AC-40 is a 40-foot foiling monohull. Every team has one because as part of our entry into the America's Cup, we had to purchase one for America's Cup World Series events, and then also the knock-on initiative of the Youth and Women's America's Cup.
All the departments have shifted over into 40 mode for a little while here to study it, understand what the dynamics are, and we kind of know what the difficult points of getting the big boat around the racetrack are, and this boat allows us to kind of get through those sticky points and learn deeper into some of the kind of more core problems.
The AC-40 is going to be a great boat for us for learning, for developing. Even though we've only sailed for a week, we can already see how good the boat is.
It's amazing how Team New Zealand have essentially designed a boat that's so simple and effective. The autopilot system works unbelievably. It makes it very simple to sail.
It's been pretty wild. Like, we went out the first day, left the dock, did the tow testing that's required to just check the systems and everything. We hoisted some sails, checked the geometry of the sails. We cut the tow and sheeted in, and 3 minutes later we were foiling, and the first maneuver was a foiling tack.
It's just been such a joy. Like, imagine driving around a go-kart on a track that you can just envision on your own, and you know, there's no bumpers, there's no, you know, real track lines or anything. You're just making it up as you go and can throw an attack or drive wherever you want. And the boat's extremely responsive.
The AC-40 with four people on board is two helmsmen and two trimmers. The windward helmsman is steering the boat. The only real control that they need to do besides steering the boat is putting the board down and pulling the board up. The leeward helmsman is sort of like the flight controller. It's an autopilot and flight control in the AC-40, but there's still a lot of settings involved in getting the boat to foil properly.
The automation of the flight control, it allows us to really push the boat quite hard, especially trying various complex maneuvers.
If you put the bow down and you want to go fast upwind, you can go really fast, but you're also not going to be going as high as the boat next to you. So finding that mode and picking the right mode at the right time is going to be crucial. It's an easy boat to sail, but I think it's going to take a long time for us to get all the settings right and figure out exactly how to sail this boat to its full potential.
Hey, Karen and Salesport Talk. This is Terry Hutchinson with the New York Yacht Club American Magic. Appreciate all the support that you're giving to us and returning the cup to the right spot in New York City.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is 9:40 on a Tuesday, and you hear the music. It's time to talk sailing with SailsportTalk.com's Karen Lyle. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, and let's bring in our guests because we're covering the Congressional Cup again. This is hosted by the Long Beach Yacht Club. It's a gateway to the America's Cup for a lot of sailors, and we have with us Johnny Bertsson, who is a Swedish sailor and is the Swedish Sailor of the Year. First of all, Johnny, welcome to the show. Can I say you're the greatest Scandinavian sailor since Eric the Red?
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if you can tell me I'm the greatest sailor, though, but we're here to compete, and we're here to do the best we can. I think your Viking experience will not help us very much, but of course, we have it in the blood, so it's going to be a great week.
And Yanni, you have been sailing the Congressional Cup for so many times that I understand the Long Beach Yacht Club doesn't know if you you actually leave the club.
Yeah, it's like coming back to a family here. They're hosting a really great event, and we've been here for 13 years now, winning the event once, being a runner-up a couple of times, and of course, we're going to try to do the best there. But it's a really friendly place to come to, and an extraordinary sailing event, so we enjoy it a lot.
So the race lasts several days. Can you take us through what those days entail, please?
Yeah, the racing starts actually today, so that we're going to have the skipper's briefing at 10 o'clock today, and then we're going to dock out to start the racing 11:30, 12, depending on the winds. So we're going to have, like we call it, a round robin, means every team is going to race each other once, actually twice. It's a double round robin. So we're going to do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we're going to have a ranking on that. And based on that ranking, we have 10 teams. Four is going through to semis. And we're going to have semifinals on Friday and finals and petite finals on Saturday.
Yanni, you are going against defending champion Ian Williams. And also you have Christopher Poole. You have Denmark, New Zealand, USA, Australia. Who do you feel are your stiffest competitors of this group, and what are you looking out for?
Yeah, well, of course, going to Ian, winning a lot of world championships and also winning this CONCACAF for five times, he's having the favorite pressure on his shoulder for sure. So he's going to be challenging, but he's not unbeatable, and we raced him a lot and beat him a couple of times also. So we'll see how this works out, and it's about being the best team by the end of the week, and that's the team that's going to race the cup. And Chris Poole is really developing a lot and has been improving a lot the last 2 years. And they're really fast on the race course, and great American team, and they're going to be not easy to beat. But of course, these two are the two top guys. Chris is ranked number one on the world ranking, and Ian is has a good CV on his scoreboard. So yeah, but we also have some new teams coming up. I mean, the Danish guy. Jesper Borsch is improving a lot. He's only 22 years, but sailing a lot of match racing. And if he get in the groove, he will be really dangerous. So that's the exciting thing about this event. You never know how it will turn out. And it's going to be a development during the week that we're going to be interested to follow and try to push.
How much of it is a friendly rivalry, a camaraderie, kind of like a fraternity, and how much do you really want to beat the hell out of the competition?
Yeah, for sure the last thing. but you know, it's like when we are facing each other here on the dock, we are friends and talking, and maybe we don't share the all our secret experience, but we are good friends. But as soon as we put the foot on board on the boats, It's a killer phase that goes on, and it's a real battle out there. So I can recommend you people coming out to the Belmont Pier and watch the racing, and they're going to see some spectacular moves and big battling out there. And sometimes some crashes also. So, yeah, it can be really fun.
Well, Yanni, this Salesforce talk goes out to 100 million people in 168 countries, and so I think that we are all very excited to listen to what it is that's going to happen, and we'll be checking back in with you next week. And we'll be checking back in with the race next week to find out who the winner is and how it fared. What's the wind like this morning? Have you had a chance to check that out?
My navigator is doing that research right now, but it seems to be quite moderate winds. I heard early days that it's going to be around 9 to 30 knots, which is it's good fair conditions, and we would appreciate really strong winds or really light winds, because I think it's more challenging, but we take whatever comes, and we'll see if the sun comes up. I guess we're gonna get some more pressure, but for sure it's gonna be fun to watch, and that's the important thing, that the boats are moving fast enough to be spectacular pre-starts, spectacular moves, and spectacular penalties. That happens a lot when it's a lot of wind.
Rick Tittle and Karen Lyle with you for SalesportTalk.com here on Sports Byline. A couple more questions for Johnny Berntsen of Sverige. We know that in the Masters Golf, you win and you get a green blazer. This, the crimson blazer, which you brought home once, where do you have that? Is that on a mannequin in your house, or do you wear it down to the yacht club?
Well, it has a special special place in my wardrobe, of course. I'm putting a plastic over it to cover it and make it protected. Mm-hmm. I should be honest, I'm not using it every day on the year, but I bring it out to this special location every year. So I pack it in my luggage and bring it here to CONCACAF. And yesterday we had the opening dinner, the Meet the Skippers dinner, which is every skipper is presented with a team. And we have a speech each, and then it's an obligation to bring the all the jacket winner, the Crimson Blazer winners should wear their blazers. So that's a good occasion to bring it out and see that it still fits you.
Yanni, you have teammates who help you win this race. And tell us about your teammates and give a shout out to each one.
Yeah, I'm sailing this event with, we are six totally in our team. And all are Swedish guys. A lot of the other teams have some mixed nationalities on board. So it's connected to, the nationality is connected to the skipper. But with me, I have on the bow, which bring up the kite, the sail in the front. It's Anders Dahlke, who's a quite big yachtsman sailing the America's Cup and sailing the Volvo Ocean Race and a lot of other events and match racing with me. And the next step going backwards is Martin Bernson, who is managing all the halyards that are bringing up and down the sails and all the trimming ropes that comes down to from the mast to the boat. He's also tailing the foresail, which is a hard work. So he's quite a strong guy. After him, we have Patrick Sturesson, who is trimming the front sail. Then we have Robert Skarp, who is trimming the main sail, which is the backer sail of them. And we have Herman Andersson, who is the tactician, who calls where the wind is strongest on the race course and what side of the race course we prefer to go. And after him, it's me, who's helming the boat and making all the tactical decisions against the opponent and how we try to get the best start, how we try to get the penalties on the other one, and how we position ourselves to the other boats. So it's six roles we have on board.
Very interesting. When you think about all the things that you have done, two times you've won the King Edward VII Gold Cup. Of course, he was the son of Queen Elizabeth and a big fat guy who liked to party. But what is that Gold Cup like? What was that competition like?
Well, it's the similarity, if you compare it with Congressional Cup, it's like it's very familiar event. And it's Bermuda is a really nice place going to also. They have smaller boats. It's only four-man crew on the boat. It's called the IODs. So these are a bit more challenging, I think, because it's heavier and it's more crew members on board to be coordinated. But it's a great event, and we really appreciate that also. I think we have a lot of I think these two events are the top two events in the world, and especially Congressional Cup has been consistent all over the years. Bermuda had to cancel their events a couple of times, but they're coming back now this autumn. So we're looking forward to be back to that event also.
You also are belonging to a Royal Yacht Club. Tell us about that yacht club, and do you have a patron this time?
In Sweden, we are quite a small country. We are only 10 million people, and we have two Royal Yacht Clubs, the one in the capital, Stockholm Royal Yacht Club, and the second biggest city in Sweden is Gothenburg. And I'm sailing for the Gothenburg Royal Yacht Club, and we have a match race center there where we are developing match race sailors. And we also have an international match racing event called Match Cap Sweden, which in Marstrand, which is a really famous sailing place. And I think CNN called the area there as one of the top 10 places in the world to go to a couple of years back. So it's a very nice rocky place. And there is a lot of historical things with the fortress and the you know, Sweden used to belong to Norway and Denmark, these areas. So it's a lot of history and culture combined with that, but a really big sailing place. So, yeah, it's nice to be a part of that kind of a club. And I think I'm talking for all the yacht clubs and all the sailors that it's really crucial to have a good yacht club with good development possibilities for sailors. And it's not only sailors that is needed to get this event going. It's you need to have volunteers, you have race officers, you have umpires, a lot of stuff that, that makes everything happen. And these are really centralized around the yacht club and the engagement that the yacht club put on to make this happen. So it's not only to put up a big event, it's a lot of development and thinking and planning before that, and it goes years back to make that happen. So yeah, it's really great to be a part of a Royal Yacht Club with have a good of resources of that kind.
There he is, veteran, successful sailor Johnny Berntsen from Sweden, and he will be he's getting ready to go to his meeting right now, getting ready to sail around 11:30 the Congressional Cup down at the Long Beach Yacht Club, along with Karen Lyle for SailSportTalk.com and Sports Byline. Johnny, thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck.
And thank you very much, and look forward to hear you back during the week, and hope you can have some good follow-ups with the event.
Fair winds and fast sailing.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
There it is, Karen, and we'll check in with you next week. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, we'll see you soon, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Byline.